Hello, and welcome to the Queen's Access Podcast. It's so lovely to have you here, and I hope you find this a useful resource in learning more about life at Oxford, but more specifically about life at the Queen's College. My guests this week are Rachel Howe, a third-year music student, Rhiannon Harris, a second-year music student, and Rowan Ireland, a third-year studying fine arts. We'll have a chat about the musical opportunities on offer at Queen's. My apologies for any poor audio. These interviews have all been conducted over Zoom, and the internet connection isn't always completely reliable. For a transcript of this episode, please visit the Queen's website. I hope you enjoy. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. I really, really appreciate your help, and I'm sure you'll make really, really interesting guests. Thank you for being here. If we could just start by each of you telling me a little bit about your Queen's journey. So how did you end up in college? Rhiannon, can you start us off, please?
Yeah, so I originally decided that I wanted to apply for a physics degree, decided that was a horrible idea, but by that point had missed the Oxford deadline for the year. So ended up taking a year out and teaching in a school for a bit, decided that music was what I really wanted to do. And then applied to Merton originally and got transferred to Queen's during the admissions process. And I don't think I could have been put in a better place.
Oh, lovely. I'm really glad. I'm glad you're happy with where you ended up. Rachel, how about you?
Weirdly, I actually have a very similar story to Rhiannon, only that I originally thought I was going to apply for English and didn't think I was going to apply to Oxford. Then decided that was a horrible idea because you have to read so many books, and that was not for me. So I then took a gap year and I taught music in a school. I also studied pre-year music because I hadn't done it at, I did IB, but I hadn't done it at IB. And then I did an interview for Queen's in that December, I suppose. Yeah, in that December. And ended up at Queen's. And so, yeah, it's kind of a weird turn of events that got me here, but I'm definitely so glad that this is the place I ended up.
Oh, fantastic. And Rowan, how about you?
I always wanted to study fine art, but I also always wanted to do a choral scholarship at Oxford. So when it came to applications, I applied for the choral scholarship first, then for fine art. Was pleasantly surprised at every stage of the application process.
Oh, perfect. Okay, thank you all so much. So let's start off with talking about music quite casually in college. So Rachel, as the outgoing president, can you tell me a little bit about the College Music Society, EMS?
Yeah, of course I can. So EMS stands for the Egglesfield Musical Society. And it is the oldest music society in Oxford. It was founded in 1842. I had to look that up. Sadly, I didn't actually know that off the top of my head. But yeah, so it's a very prestigious society, and it's based at Queen's, which is really cool, especially as a music student, because you feel like you're a part of a piece of history there, which is quite exciting. Anyway, the society is probably one of the most active college music societies in Oxford. We have a host of ensembles. This year we had an orchestra, a singing ensemble, and a jazz band. But in previous years they've also had an a cappella group, string quartets, wind quintet or something like that. So it sort of varies year to year depending on how many people want to be involved. And we also have two recital series every term, which means that every week we have a organ recital on Wednesday and a performance recital, like a general recital on the Saturday lunchtime, where we invite performers from throughout Oxford and actually throughout the country and even the world, which is really exciting. So it's a great opportunity to be involved in either a performance or to be involved in a more managerial role. And we get really good audiences at Queen's, which is very encouraging. So aside from the ensembles, the recital series, what else do we have? We have jazz nights every term in Beer Cellar, which are definitely a big hit with the whole college. I think music societies at large can be a little bit more niche, I suppose, and not everyone interested in being part of Music Society, but I'm pretty sure everyone loves the fifth week blues night that we do. So that's a really nice way that we can connect with everyone in the college. But we also do slightly bigger termly events. So normally in the Michaelmas term, we'll do a big thing at Christmas. This year we did a concert and we did some carol singing for Homelessness Oxfordshire. And then in Hillary term, we did a music festival, which was a week of events every day, including charity events, concerts, that kind of thing. And then typically every summer term, the big sort of pièce de résistance day of the society is the outdoor musical, which unfortunately, thank you to lovely COVID-19, we did not actually get to do this year. Which was a bit of a disappointment as president of the society, but definitely I'm guessing a lot less stress than I would have otherwise been put through. But normally that's a really big event, and I think it's the only outdoor musical in Oxford, so that's a pretty cool thing that we do as well. I think that sort of sums it up.
Thank you. That was a really great explanation. I feel like even I learned a bit there, and I'm treasurer for the society, so I don't know if that's a good thing. So all three of you sing in kind of a big, like, formal college chapel choir. So what's been your experience of that? Rowan, can we start with you, please?
Thoroughly enjoyable. It's brilliant to have the opportunity to sing in such a high quality choir. So often. Yes, all three of us sing in, Merton or Queen's, Rhiannon sings at Merton. And I myself find it just incredible. It's fun and engaging, and it's a brilliant way of punctuating Oxford life.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, it breaks up your week nicely. Rhiannon, how about you? How have you found it?
I found it great. I really enjoy being able to sing at another college because it gets me out a bit and forces me to meet other people, which is always good. It's incredibly busy. I think that's possibly due to the nature of the choirs that we all sing in. We all do three services a week. So there's always a decent time commitment that has to go into that. But it's great. We travel all over the country singing concerts. We get to come back up during the vacations to do stuff at Christmas, stuff at Easter, and there's normally a choir tour every year, which is a great way to see a bit of the world and sing in some fantastic places.
Oh, fantastic. And Rachel, how about you? What's been your experience?
I've been a choral scholar at Queen's for the past 2 years, like Rowan, and it's definitely probably the highlight of my time at Oxford. I just absolutely love it. Like, I think there's a bit of a thing that if you're part of the music scene, then you're probably a choral scholar. But I definitely would say, like, the society, going back to EMS, is very broad, but there is something super special about being in the choir. It's a real community and a strong social environment, which I've definitely really benefited from. And also, in my opinion, we sing really cool music. which I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't agree with, but personally I just think that there's nothing better than taking out a few hours of your week to just go and sing really great music. It's really cool.
Great. Rhiannon, you mentioned about singing at the Merton Chapel Choir instead of the Queen's Chapel Choir. How did this come about, and how do you find, like, balancing singing at a different choir while being a music student at Queen's?
Yeah, so this was an interesting one for me. So I originally applied to Merton. So I did choral trials in the September, was awarded that at Merton, applied for music there. And then once you do choral scholarship applications, you rank the colleges in order of preference for where you want to sing. And you can choose to have an interview at your second choice college. And for me, Queen's was my second choice. So I was interviewed there, and after the admissions process, I was offered a place to read music at Queen's. Now, the only problem with that is that you then lose your choral scholarship. So you want to sing and you can't sing anywhere. So I was then invited by Owen, who runs the Queen's Choir, to come and audition for him. That unfortunately was unsuccessful. However, he informed me that Ben, who runs Merton's choir, was still in need of some altos. So I emailed him, asked him if I could come and sing for him, and because he'd already heard me and decided that I was good enough for his choir, he let me back in to sing there. So that was great. So I then found myself with a choir and a college, and it all worked out quite nicely.
Brilliant.
The balance is fine. I mean, we have some interesting times scheduling tutorials because the other three people in my year at Queen's all sing in the Queen's choir, and our even songs are on different days. So frequently we find ourselves emailing tutors going, no, you can't see any of us past 5 o'clock, 4 days a week, which they don't always love, but we get round it and it's okay.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, it sounds, and I think it's nice what you pointed out as well about being having the experience to get out of Queen's and meet some different people as well. Like it has, it will have its drawbacks, but it also clearly has some really lovely benefits.
Yeah.
Rachel, would you mind taking us through how choral and organ scholarships work then, given that we've discussed them quite a bit?
Yeah, of course. I hope I can remember correctly. Do jump in, Rhiannon, if I get something wrong or own. So you apply for a choral scholarship. I can't actually remember the exact deadline, but...
1st of September.
The 1st of September, perfect. Thank you. And then you come up to Oxford. Well, this is from my experience, actually. I should preface with that. So I think at the moment, auditions are taking quite a different route because of, obviously, social distancing. And I think currently they're online. So if someone listened to it is hoping to do a choral scholarship audition, do make sure to go onto the choir website and check, or like I think it's under choral awards on the Oxford University website. So do check what the current sort of format is. But in my experience, and I presume in the future we'll return to this, is that you then spend a few days in Oxford in late September. You normally stay at the college of your first choice for an audition. And on, I think it's on day one, you have a solo audition where you perform a piece of your choice, and one of the organ scholars will accompany you. So it's sort of it's relatively relaxed, and everyone's very supportive. And also you get to spend time living in the college for a few days with other people that are also applying. So it's a little bit surreal, but I really enjoyed it actually. And because it is so early on in the application stage, it's sort of slightly less intimidating, I found, than the interviews, for example. So you have your solo audition and you sing your piece. And then I think it's possibly in the same audition that you have a short piece of sight reading to perform, which you will have had in advance for, I think it's about 15 minutes, you get it in advance. So it's not too stressful, don't panic. And I think Owen, at Queen's, we also did some oral tests, so sort of like range tests, picking notes out of a chord, that kind of thing. But he's very forgiving. I'm sure I didn't get them all right. I don't think I still can't in many occasions. So it's not an intimidating process. And then you have a second audition on day two, which is when you sing within a group. So the group will be made up of current choral scholars in the choir. So for me, that was an alto, a tenor and a bass. And I was the soprano in the group. So we would just, we just sang through a quite short piece, and then Owen would ask us to bring out a certain line or try a different dynamic. So basically it's sort of, he's trying to find out how well you respond to his like tuition, I guess, and that kind of thing. So again, it was really enjoyable. They were really friendly. You had time to prepare with the piece, so it wasn't like you've never seen it before. So yeah, I think that was pretty much the entire audition process. And then obviously you'll find out in later on in the month whether you get called for a academic interview. And then you'd go up for that in December. So I think, I can't quite remember when I found out about my choral, when I got the scholarship, but you definitely find out before you get your academic place at Oxford, which is different from at Cambridge. So yeah, it's worth checking. Anyway, organ scholarships, I am again not exactly the person to ask, as obviously don't have an organ scholarship, but they happen in September, and you're actually interviewed for your academic place at the same time as you're up there. So you will stay up in Oxford, I think, for several days and be, you'll do your organ scholarship, which I presume is a similar process, some piece of your choice, some sight reading. I think possibly you have to do some harmonization or improvisation or something like that. But again, do check online, because I'm not the person to ask. And then you'll be interviewed for your academic place there and there, then and there as well. And I think you might even find out your result quite quickly, possibly even just a few weeks after or something like that. So it's a slightly different process for organ scholarships, but again, similar vibes. But yeah, I hope that answered the question.
Yeah, that was perfect. Thank you. Can you just clarify one thing for me? Do you need a choral scholarship in order to sing in the Queen's Chapel Choir?
So you don't, I don't believe that you actually need one from the get-go. So say you don't apply for a choral scholarship before you apply for your academic place, because we have had people join the choir who are already members from Queen's or from other colleges who've then written to Owen if he, say, needs another soprano and said, can I come audition for you? So like, there are other ways that you can become a member of Queen's. And also we have, just as Rhiannon is a choral scholar at Merton, we have choral scholars from other colleges who are actually called choral exhibitionists. So it's not quite so clear cut, but I think it is sort of the more typical route into Queen's Choir.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you for clarifying that. So Rowan, you don't study music, but you're really involved in it. So how do you find balancing music with the rest of your work?
That's a great question. I think the important thing is that everyone at Oxford probably has something that they do alongside their degree. And I'm lucky that the thing I'm interested in is music, and it feeds into my degree. I do fine art. It feeds into that so much. And so I use the music that I do outside of my degree within it. But more importantly than that, it's a chance to take a break from work, which is such an important thing for everyone. So the Evensong's three times a week, and also Rachel and I sing in an a cappella group together with 12 other people. And that's another great kind of moment outside of my degree where I don't have to worry about work. And it provides social stuff as well as just the music. So it's the perfect thing to do as well as a degree. And I would recommend to anyone coming to Oxford to find something to allow them to take a break from the work, because it's intense, and everyone needs a moment.
Brilliant. Yeah, thank you. I think that's a really good point. So we've mentioned the fact that the chapel choirs sing evensongs at different points during the week. Rhiannon, can you tell me a little bit about what evensong is and what it's like as an experience to sing in?
Yeah, so I think the important thing to note with these chapel choirs is you don't have to have any experience of singing evensong to get into them. I know there's a number of people at Merton, and I'm sure there are some at Queen's, who've come in as good singers, but have just been part of their school choirs and have developed a love for this and want to do this more formal church music. So the way it sort of works is we get dressed up in our robes every week, which I personally enjoy an awful lot. They look a bit daft if you've never seen them before, but they're very useful for the winter when it's cold. So we will sing, if it's a Sunday, we'll sing an introit, which is a short piece of music at the start. We'll process in, and then we will go through various pieces of music. There's certain set texts that we have to sing at every service in order for it to be evensong. But the nice thing is plenty of composers have written settings for this, so we don't repeat music very much, which is great for the sight reading and occasionally a little bit stressful depending on how much rehearsal time we've had. We get to sing lots of great anthems, which is sort of around the midpoint of the service, so these will be a lot of our choral classics, and we find a lot of our favourite music at this point of the service. There's also a reflection period where we have prayers from our priest. If it's a Sunday, we'll have a sermon, which lasts about 10 minutes, depending on whether or not there's a big service, if it's a feast day or something. Sometimes they can be a bit longer, but they're quite nice times to just sort of gather your thoughts if it's been a busy week, or listen along. And then we finish our service, And the best bit about singing in a chapel choir, in my opinion, is the food afterwards, because one of the perks is that every time you sing, you get fed, which does wonders for the weekly budget. And it's a nice time to sort of have some downtime with the choir as well, because a lot of time we spend together is in quite intense rehearsals and sort of high-pressure performance situations. But the fact that three times a week we get to sit down, eat together, discuss the service if it's been really great, or if there was something that went a little bit awry that maybe we need to think about for next time, it's a really nice time just to chill and, yeah, just enjoy being at Oxford.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. So Christmas at Oxford, which is already mentioned, which is also known as Oxmas, wouldn't be the same without all of the amazing music that happens throughout the colleges and the city. So do you find that you like being involved in music, especially at this time of the year? Rachel, could you do that one, please?
That's like a trick question. yeah, Oxmas is undoubtedly one of the best times of the year. I think it's also becomes the best time of the year because Michaelmas is a long term, and I mean, I'm fingers crossed people don't get ill in the term coming up, but everyone at some point gets a cold and we've all been through hell. We've forgotten how hard the work was, and you know, fifth week blues sort of hits sixth week, seventh week and eighth week. No, I'm kidding. it's definitely by the end of the term you really want to celebrate just how far you've come since the beginning. And I think Oxmas is just, it's just the best. So singing in the choir, we always have a carol service or a carol concert, typically both actually. And quite often we get to travel somewhere to do a concert. So for example, this year just gone, we went to Raymond Blanc's restaurant, the Manoir Quatre Saisons, which was amazing. We got to sample some tasty goods as well, and perform in this like beautiful chapel and sing Christmas carols, which are quite, you know, it's hard to deny that Christmas carols aren't just the best possible choral music in my opinion. And yeah, so that's something that we get to do on the side as the choir. But then also within college there are loads of things going on around Oxmas. So there's the big Christmas dinner, which we have in college. In the hall, everyone gets dressed up. Typically the carol service runs just before, so a lot of the college go to carol service, which is really nice because during term I think we are quite lucky in the sense that we do get a reasonable congregation, but it's typically made up of people from outside college, which is great. But it's really great to have some of your college friends who don't really know that you sing or don't know what you do three times a week when you disappear, for them to come and be like, wow, that was really, really good. And you're like, yeah, I know. so that's always nice. And then we obviously have dinner, quite a few drinks. I think the choir have a particularly strong sort of social bonding just from spending so much time together. So we do have, we often like, you know, have our own little drinks party, and we'll go into dinner, and sing carols for everybody else in dinner as well. And then it is the best tradition that we always sing the 12 days of Christmas during dinner when we are eating, and stand on the table for 5 gold rings, probably to the complete panic of all the kitchen staff. But it's just a lot of fun and probably one of my favorite nights of the year. So yeah, I'd say it's pretty hard to be optimist, to be honest.
Oh, fantastic. That's been great. And I think you guys have given a really, really good perspective on what it's like to participate in music at Queen's and more broadly in Oxford as well. So finally, I'd just like to ask you each, what is your favourite thing about college and why? Rowan, can you kickstart us there, please?
Oh my. I mean, I have to say the social aspect. For me, most of my degree is outside of college. So the social aspect, which comes from the people in college who I'm living with, and from choir, and from meals, and especially at Oxmas, and all of the other times of the year where there's basically big parties. Yes, I would say that's my favourite part of college.
Brilliant, thank you. How about you, Rhiannon?
Yeah, I think it's very cheesy and typical, but it has to be the people. We are blessed with a beautiful college and we have a beautiful chapel. The library is obviously phenomenal, but it would be nothing without the people that are in there. So yeah, I think we have an amazing community, and definitely come and see us and meet us. We'd love to meet everybody that wants to come and join Queen's.
Yeah, we're very nice. We don't bite. Rachel, how about you?
I can't really argue with either of those two things. I have to agree. I think I'd possibly add, just as a music student, Queen's is, it's kind of second to none. Like the music society and the choir, and we also have an amazing auditorium, the Sheldon Auditorium, which is a really great performing space. So for me, it sort of has everything that I could possibly want, and then the nicest people that I've possibly ever met. So yeah, it's all around a really great place to be, and I'm really looking forward to going back.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Well, thank you all so much. You've been really, really interesting, and I'm sure anybody who listened has learned absolutely loads. So yeah, thank you so much for participating, and I'll speak to you all soon.
Thank you so much to Rachel, Rowan and Rhiannon for that amazing conversation, and a massive thank you to all of you who listened. There are loads more Access resources on the Queen's College website at www.queens.ox.ac.uk/access-outreach, and you can find out more about the college in general through its website, Twitter and Instagram, including on the Access Twitter @Queen's Outreach. That's all from me. Have a lovely week, and hopefully I'll see you again soon.